Welcome to Kingsway Caringbah, a community inspired by love to live differently. We're so glad you're here with us, engaging with God's word and taking your next step toward experiencing God, community and mission in a richer and fuller way. If you'd like to join us at one of our church locations, connect into a small group, make a financial gift, or to discover more about Kingsway, head to kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app. Simply search Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this teaching will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
Amen. I love the ocean. There's just something about the ocean. I could sit there, I could watch it. I could watch the waves all day. It's like my special place. My perfect day would start at the ocean and always with a swim in the ocean, if possible. Because you never regret a swim in the ocean. And it's not enough just to get my feet wet. Now, I get that there are people, maybe like Chrissy, who don't like the beach that much. And there are people that just want to kick their feet in. Or imagine yourself in one of these. There are people that are like, just want to get their bellies in. There are people that don't want to get their hair wet, so they're doing these ones, not getting under. But that's not enough for me. I got to dive completely under. I got to go under a wave that's coming. And it doesn't bother me if it's like overcast or even if it's dark, if it's a bit cold, if the water's a little bit fresh. It's always worth it because you never regret a swim in the ocean. Now, maybe you've heard the saying, hear me correctly, life's a beach. A beach. And maybe you've seen an image like this in a little gift shop or on the cover of a really nice inspirational book. Life's a beach, enjoy the waves. Are you enjoying the waves? I love the waves all the way at the very back of the beach. So those waves that you've got to swim through the whitewash, you've got to swim through the dumpers, you've got to dive down all the way out the back where you can barely stand. And you kick as high as you can to get up and over it before it breaks. And then there's that awesome feeling where you drop off the back. I love those waves. And I remember bugging my dad, take me out deeper into those waves. And if you come to the beach with our family, Rocky's, take me out, can you take me out the back? Because there are awesome waves in life. There are waves of joy and love. There are waves of contentment, peace. There are waves of success. There are lots of great waves to be thankful for. Tonight we celebrate, we thank our mums. We're thankful for our families, for where we live. We're thankful for food always. I know all the mums are already thankful for a sleep in tomorrow in Jesus' name. We have heaps to be thankful for. But if I'm honest, I'm not always enjoying the waves of life. And I'm sure it's not just me, because life's not always those awesome floaty waves out the back. There's all sorts of waves in life. There's really, really annoying, frustrating waves like this that I'm sure you've experienced. Is there going to be a video like this?
Are your shoes on? Please get your shoes on. I really need you to get your shoes on. We're leaving right now. Get your shoes on. Shoes. Get your shoes on. Get your shoes on!
Jeez, Mom, why do you always yell?
Oh, there's waves like that in my house all the time. All the time. Because the waves aren't always good. I don't mind the dark. I'm cool with that. The waves aren't always fun. Life is full of dumpers. Life is full of messy, crashing whitewash. There are waves sometimes that just come and come and come and come and you can barely get a breath in. There are waves of grief, of sickness, of overwhelm, of exhaustion, of insecurity, of sadness, just to name a few. But the Bible has a story or two about waves and about the ocean. There's a story which I'm sure you'll all know from Matthew 8. It's the story of Jesus calming the storm. And so Jesus and his disciples, they're in the boat and they're out to sea. Jesus is asleep at the start of the boat. I think maybe there's a slide. And a massive storm comes up. Okay, waves are crashing over the sides of the boat. Jesus is asleep at the front. The disciples freak out. They're like, Jesus, wake up, save us. You know this story. So Jesus gets up and he rebukes the waves. Some translations say he just says, be still. And the waves stop. And the story ends in chapter 8 of the disciples. They're like, who is this guy? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And then a little bit further along, there's another story in Matthew chapter 14. And I'm going to read this one to you. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went on to a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down from the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. So in that second story, the disciples see Jesus on the water. They freak out. They think it's a ghost. And Jesus calls out, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. One translation says this, cheer up. It is I. Do not be afraid. And that second bit, it is I, is really significant because it's literally translated from the Greek to I am. This Jesus, it's him identifying himself to the disciples saying, I am. I am is the greatest of all names for the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll come back to Peter walking on the water. But just remember again the end of that story. When they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. So you've got two stories there about the waves. You've got the disciples, they're both in a boat. Jesus saves them both times. But in the first story, Jesus rebukes the waves. He gets up and he says, stop, be still. And the disciples say, who is this guy? Even the wind and the waves obey him. The second story, before Jesus even done anything, he comes out and he identifies himself. He says, I am. And he doesn't even need to talk to the waves. It says, as soon as he gets into the boat, the wind stops. And then the disciples worship him as the Son of God. They know who he is now. They know that he is the I am. This shows who Jesus is. He's the creator of all things. He's more powerful than just the man over nature, over the wind, over the waves. He is the great I am. And at the time of Matthew writing this story, his church was suffering persecution. So he's written, it's written down, it's an encouragement, there's a parallel there that while they're suffering waves of persecution, the disciples are in waves of their own. But in both those stories, Jesus is there and he is with them. And it's still true for us today. So in our waves of frustration, in our waves of sadness, in our waves of anxiety, in our waves of joy, of love, he is there. And he is the great I am. And maybe you're feeling tossed around by the ways of life. God sees you. He is with you. Jesus, the great I am, the Lord Almighty, is with you. That's point one. Now, if you go back to Peter, so he sees Jesus and he's walking towards him and he says, hey, if that's really you, because he just said, I am. So Jesus, poor Peter, says, if that's you, call me out. And so Jesus says, come. And it's all going great guns. He's out walking out on the water until he looks at the wind, until he looks at the waves. He took his eyes off Jesus and he looked to his own circumstance. I know that I can get caught up in the waves of my own life, in my own circumstance, in the whitewash, in the dumpers of life, because it's easy sometimes to keep our eyes on what's going on around us, that we take our eyes off Jesus, off the great I am, and we forget to look at the one that's saying, come, saying, cheer up, it is I, don't be afraid. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to keep your eyes on him. He wants you to get a new perspective. Point two, keep your eyes on Jesus. Whilst I was doing this, I was like, why does he even care that much? Why does the great I am care so much whether I'm looking at him or not? Because he is the creator of all. He made you. He made you with purpose, for a purpose. He didn't intend you to be tossed around in the waves by yourself. He made you to be in relationship with him. He made you to know him, to love him, to trust him, to worship him. And he wants to bring comfort and stability and refreshment because his love for you is deep. In Ephesians 3:18 in the Passion Translation, this is how Paul describes God's love. Love of great magnitude, astonishing love in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive is it? It's endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are overflowing with the fullness of God. You never regret a swim in the ocean. Jesus wants to be our refreshing dunk in the ocean. He wants to be with us in everything. He wants to restore and revive us in the waves of life. He wants to be our constant unfailing truth when life brings uncertainty. He wants to be our hope when we feel hopeless. He wants to be our calm when we feel anxious. He wants to be our joy when we feel joyless. He wants to be our peace when we feel unrest. His love is deep. As I would swim out the back with my dad, we had to go through all the dumpers. And we had to go through the whitewash and there'd be those massive waves that crash on top of you. And my dad would say, you've got to dive deep. You've got to dive really deep. He said, you've got to dive so deep that you grab the sand. And so I would take a deep breath and I would dive down, I would grab the sand. And the sand would be my anchor so I didn't get tossed back to the shore. There is only one way to survive the waves of life. And that's a life anchored in the depths of God's love. And God in his grace and his kindness, there's nothing that we can do to earn that. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, not from yourself. When I was down the coast recently, I was out for a morning walk. And I was walking along the beach, and as I turned back towards the house, the sun was coming up over the mountains, and it was so bright, it was blinding my eyes, and I couldn't look up, I could only look down at my feet. And so even only looking down at my feet and my own circumstance, I could still feel the warmth of the sun. And that's how God loves us. Even when we take our eyes off him, even in our own sin, when we reject him, when we ignore him, when we get caught up in the waves, he's still faithful. And sometimes, just like looking up into the bright sun or that really bright light is uncomfortable, sometimes it's the same when you look up to God and when you turn your eyes to him. It's exposing. It's challenging. Because maybe he wants to do something in you. He wants to change you. Maybe it's easier to sit on the beach and watch, not get your feet wet. Maybe it's easier to keep your distance from God. Maybe it's easier to sit in the waves of your own circumstance. But when we boldly look to Jesus, when we turn our eyes to him, it can be life-changing. Because no one regrets a swim in the ocean. I'm going to invite Bella and the band to come up. I wonder what it is that's blinding you from finding that refreshment in God. What's stopping you from diving down so deep that you anchored in God's love? Where are your eyes fixed? Where's your anchor? Because the Lord of all, the great I am, is with you. His love for you is incredibly deep. He wants to fill you to overflowing. Don't get stuck in the waves of life, in your circumstance. Keep your eyes on him. Dive deep, be anchored in his love. There's an opportunity right now, an invitation for you to dive deep, to do whatever you need to do, whether it's close your eyes or journal, for you to worship. Bella's gonna sing, and just lift your eyes to him. Let him come. Let him call you out. God, we just pray right now that you will do just that, that you will move, that you will extend your grace and your kindness and your love. We pray, like God, for your presence just to fall in this place. We pray, God, for people to open their hearts to receive from you right now.
my fears into the wind. I am desperate for a touch of heaven. Whoa. Whoa.
Stay in this place now. But for every single person here, there is a step deeper into God's love. And Jesus is saying, come. Has God shone the warmth of his love on you tonight? Come. Is he asking you to step out and know more? Come. Is he asking you to look up into the sun and be challenged, to be exposed, to be changed? Come. Is he asking you to swim out further, to dive deeper? Come. Maybe you feel like you're stuck in the waves of life. Come and let us pray for you. Do you want to tighten your anchor in God's love? Come. Do you want to be filled to be overflowing? Come. God, we just pray that you have your way here tonight. We welcome you, Lord God. And we just invite you to come to fill us, Lord, to overflowing.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. We pray that you would go from here, fully aware of God's presence with you, to show his love, grace, and kindness to the world around you. If you have a story to share of how you've been inspired by God's love and the impact he has made in your life this week or the lives of others around you, we would love to hear from you. Simply email us at mystory@kingsway.org.au. We'd love to celebrate what God is doing in your life and be encouraged by your faith. Thanks again for being with us today. We cannot wait to connect again with you soon.